It's physically impossible for Patrick to be wandering around the classroom at the same time that he's sitting in his seat. So Miss Rollison chose a good incompatible behavior. She also chose to have him working quietly at his desk, which is even better. This added component of his incompatible behavior, the working quietly, also produces some positive outcomes in the form of his academic work. I think it's interesting that Patrick has changed his long-term reinforcer this time to free time with a friend. Because he's no longer making rude comments and talking out, he is probably getting more positive feedback from his peers. This, in turn, provides more encouragement for him to engage in appropriate behaviors.